Three Breeders' Cup wins in 2 years. Not too shabby. 3 for 12 overall. A couple this year with British Idiom on Future Stars Friday in the Juvenile Fillies. Covfefe in the Philly and Mare Sprint. He's got the favorite for the River City, defending champion Mr. Misunderstood, later on at Churchill today. It's my man Brad Cox. Brad, thanks for some time this morning here on the Equine Forum.
Good morning, Anthony. Thanks for having me on.
What's happening? Everything good? How'd the Phillies come back from the Breeders' Cup? Those were two outstanding efforts from British Idiom and Covfefe.
Yeah, no, they both came out of it in great shape. We're going to keep a British Idiom in the barn and get her ready. Give her a little break in the barn. Probably start back with her middle of December. And Covfefe left for Ocala. She's going to hang out at the McCaffin farm for a month or so. They actually broke her, and she got a rest there last year when she was two turning three. So they're familiar with her, so we know she's in good hands, and get her ready for a 2020 campaign as well, following a little freshening.
Do you, it probably doesn't affect you that much, but her name, does it get a little extra attention around the barn? Do you get an extra phone call here and there about her name?
Maybe not at the barn, but probably a little more of social media. I mean, she definitely dominates social media, and it's a good thing. I mean, you know, when you got people talking talking about horse racing, you know, in a positive way, I think it's only a good thing. So, yeah, definitely gets a lot of play with her name. But, it doesn't matter to me. She's a special filly. She's very gifted, and she shows up at the afternoons and gives you what she's got. She's as honest as they come.
It's amazing because when folks name these horses after, I don't want to say pop culture, but you know, something that's in the mainstream and the like, they don't come to fruition. This filly's the goods.
Yeah, no doubt, you're right. I think lots of times nowadays people tend to reserve names and then we'll give them a name, kind of wait and see if they can run, and then give them a name them, you know, something they've had reserved. They think, I want to reserve this name, and I want to give it to a good one. And they find out, maybe wait till they've breezed out of the gate to officially give them a name. But now the whole deal with her, I mean, she was named when we received her, so it worked out well, obviously. But you're right. Sometimes it doesn't pan out.
So obviously, British Idiom's 2, Covfefe's 3.
Mm-hmm.
Covfefe goes to the farm. British Idiom stays with you. Is what goes into that process in your mind that you want to keep one with you and the other one goes away? I mean, I know owners get involved and stuff, but ultimately, your badge says trainer. How do you come about that decision? In this instance, obviously you can't broad stroke, but in this instance, how do you decide that the one filly's going to stay with you and you're okay sending the other filly out?
It has a lot to do with, what your goals are with the year ahead. With obviously British Idiom, we need to get her started a bit quicker. From the standpoint, the goals of the Kentucky Oaks, and she's going to need to start racing in February to start building that foundation for the Oaks. And she came out of the race in great shape. Both of them did, but she hasn't had as long a year. I mean, this is a filly we picked up in the spring, and she's obviously been in training since the spring. Let's say May. But it hadn't been as rigorous as it has been for as far as training all year long as it was for Covfefe, which we picked her back up, I want to say, mid-January. So she's been pretty much, pounding for 10 months. And this two-year-old, we feel like we need to kind of keep her a little bit closer, maybe not lose quite as much fitness with her. And having only raced 3 times to where Covfefe raced, I think, what did she race, 6-7 times this year? So, and some very, very tough races. So, I mean, her body of work scaled, over years much more as opposed to British Idiom having just the 3 races. And we just kind of keep her a little closer to us with wanting to start her back in February as opposed to Covfefe probably won't start till the spring.
Talking with trainer Brad Cox about his 2 Breeders' Cup heroines, British Idiom and Covfefe. All right, so Covfefe's on the farm for a bit. You'll see the big filly sometime late winter, early spring. Let's talk about British Idiom a little bit. Talk about getting her started in February for the Oaks. You got her started, period, in her career in a restricted maiden special weight race up in Saratoga. The first time they ran these races, the New York Racing Association, for horses that were last sold at auction for $45,000 or less. Were you guys just taking advantage, and I think the pot was 75 as opposed to 90 for the open maiden. Were you guys just taking advantage of that clause, or did she kind of fool you a little bit and you think maybe the open maiden special was going to be a little too tough?
Well, Saratoga, you never know as far as how. I mean, you bank on them coming up tough. But we definitely took – I mean, we took advantage of it. We knew you know, we liked her. She was showing her hand at Ellis. We brought her to Churchill, breezed her. I remember her last breeze before her race was, I want to say, 9-10 days before, and it was at Churchill, and she breezed extremely well. We had the race on. I remember I actually talked to Mike Lakeout and said, hey, can you give me an idea when you're going to run the auction race back in whichever book it may have been? It was not released. And he said, you know, he's got it carded for this day, this race. I was like, all right, what's point for this thing and circle it and try to get her there. And we shipped her up to Saratoga, I want to say, you know, maybe 3-4 days before the race. And she responded well. We thought a lot of her. I mean, we thought she was, you know, I remember talking to Saul about her. He's like, what do you think? I was like, if we can get her in, I think she'll be extremely tough, and it worked out. And, you know, I remember that day that I was at church. I was not at Saratoga. It's like 3 or 4 people come and said, I heard this horse in this race can run. I heard this horse in this race can run. And I said, well, you know, we like ours. It sounded like it was a solid race. And I think the filly that was second ended up breaking her maiden special weight at Belmont, and just an open maiden, nothing restricted. So I think it was a solid race, and obviously it produced a grade one winner, and you know, it's something to be said for those races, and I think it was a good idea. But we did take advantage of the purchase price. I think it, you know, made sense, and you know, it was, that race wasn't there, to be honest with you. We probably started her at Ellis, but you know, a lot of good materials come out of Ellis anyway, but it worked out well with that that's being purchased for $40,000.
Big win in the Dolly Alcibiades off the stretch out, which is really tough to do. She was really good in the in that Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly. She was able to make up some ground on a day where it didn't really look like that was going to be an easy task. Talk about how well she ran in that Breeders' Cup and the fact that she was able to, you know, in just her third start. Like you said, she's only made 3 starts, but man, she looks like she's been doing it for years.
Yeah, I thought, you know, the numbers didn't come back great on the race. And, you know, I mean, I like numbers. I mean, I think people like numbers when their horse runs fast ones, and people don't like numbers when they run slow ones. But overall,
exactly,
I thought, you know, there's no doubt about it. I mean, I don't care if people want to hear it or not; it's the truth. But the bottom line is, she ran a really good race in the Breeders' Cup because she overcome some, you know, traffic in the first turn, bounced around a little bit. And then I, to this day, and even Javier made the comment that, you know, that wasn't her track because she struggled with it. And for her to overcome that just, you know, kind of shows you that she's a champion and she deserves to be, because that wasn't her surface. I mean, for whatever reason, I mean, she did struggle with it that day. And when we turned up the backside, I'd be the first to admit I thought we were in trouble. I thought, because I knew we'd prepared a horse that was physically ready, fitness-wise, and the way she looked physically and fitness, she was as good as she could get, I felt. And for her to overcome that and then, you know, stay on and respond to Javier was an amazing race. And like I said, you know, worthy of it. It was a championship performance. So she's a nice filly. And, you know, I think if, you know, as long as she moves forward a bit, she's going to be a tough 3-year-old filly on the trail to the Kentucky Oaks.
You're a guy that's always on the move. You and I joke around when we're in Saratoga. You're always on the golf cart. You're always on foot. You're always somewhere. Like you. It's like you snap your fingers and you pop up from one place to another. It's almost like you're like a whack-a-mole. You're everywhere. Do you ever take the time to sit down and say to yourself, 3 Breeders' Cups in 2 years, just 12 starters? I mean, you're a young guy. I mean, that's a heck of a start to your career.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I mean, it is an accomplishment, and I'm very proud of what we've accomplished. But, I mean, I just feel like, you know, you're always in this game. It's tough. It's tough to get here, and it's tough to continue to do what I guess what the goal is. And I mean, you know, I don't really know what the goal is, just to continue to get better stock and win more British Cup races. So, I mean, you know, you can't rest on your laurels. You got to keep moving forward. But you just got to keep moving forward and looking for the next British Cup horse. And hopefully, you know, Covfefe will add to her legacy next year and British Idiom. And you know, we got Monomoy Girl. And we got a nice group of young horses coming up. So, you know, you just got to keep moving forward. This business, to be good at it, you got to be a competitive human being. And I know all these guys at the top are extremely competitive, and you got to get up and work every day and stay with it. It's a tough business. It's a grind.
You said her name, and she's one of the more popular names, and everybody loves her. How is Monomoy Girl doing? What's any time frame, any timetable? What do you got for us?
Yeah, she's doing really well. We just shipped her from Kentucky down to Paul Sharp. She's just down there enjoying some warmer weather. I think, you know, horses like cool weather, but it's pretty cold here in Kentucky right now. And she's going to start back doing some light training in December. And, you know, we'll hope to have her at some point in January. As far as timetable, race, breeze, nothing right now. But, you know, we are going to give her another opportunity to make it back to the races. This will be our last try. And, you know, I think we're just going to take our time. And no timetables. We're going to let her tell us, take it slow with her, and hopefully we can get her back in the spring, to the races in the spring.
All right. Talking with trainer Brad Cox. He's got Mr. Misunderstood today over in the River City. He's been a little bit of a puzzle, huh, Brad, because he started his career. I mean, he was on fire when he started his career, and then had a good year last year. Towards when he came back this year, hasn't won since this River City last year. He's been a little bit of a puzzle to you after winning all those races and now being winless this year?
Yeah, a little bit. He had a setback last winter, just sickness, blood work was off, and we had him close to running, and we had the setback with him, so he missed a good bit of time. In return, he ran an even fourth in an allowance race off the layoff, and, you know, his races have not been bad. They're just not what we're accustomed to from him. I mean, he's like a win machine there for like a year and a half, and you know, he's spotted well, and he always showed up, and, you know, his last two races I thought were actually pretty good races. I'm sorry. The Kentucky Downs race was not, and he does not like Kentucky Downs. His turf preview race at Ellis I thought was a really good race against a good group. The race at Kentucky Downs, that's two years in a row that if he belongs to us next year, he will not run at Kentucky Downs. He does not take to that course at all. And then his race at Remington was a really good race. May have moved just a touch early in that race. He got nailed late, but come out of it in good shape. And his work last Sunday on the dirt was really good. So I think he's going to show up and run a big race today. I'm excited about him. And, you know, it's not as if his form's, you know, like I said earlier, it's just not what we're accustomed to, because he's just a win machine. And, you know, he is doing well. I think he'll run well. And he loves Churchill, so we'll see what happens. The only time he was defeated at Churchill was in the allowance race here off the long layoff this past summer. So, you know, I think I'd give him a pass on that one. Hopefully with a good trip today, he'll be in the mix.
Yeah, 4-for-5 at Churchill Downs with that lone blemish, the third place finish off the 6-plus-month layoff. You talk about competitive. When he goes from being a win machine to a horse that struggles to find the winner's circle, and look, we're talking about less than a year. In fact, it'll be one full year if he wins, if he defends his crown today. Does it frustrates the wrong word, but for a guy as competitive as you are, does it the game humbles you? Frustrate you?
I'm sorry, Anthony. What was that? I'm sorry.
Does it frustrate you, like when a horse, like you said, he's a win machine, and you know, everything's clicking, and then Old Reliable starts to not be as reliable as he used to be, mm-hmm. and he's still running good races, but does it just puzzle you?
You know, sometimes it does. It depends on the individual. Him, not quite as much, just because I think, like I said, he had that setback. We asked him to run against some solid horses in a, you know, in a money allowance race off a long layoff. And I believe that race was a mile and an eighth, which was a little bit of a ask off the layoff. And then for him to come back, I mean, he ran some good races. He just wasn't getting there. And like I said, his last race, I thought maybe move just a touch early. But he showed some runs. So, you know, it's sometimes it is puzzling. In his case, not really. Like I said, I mean, he did miss some time. I thought his third race off the layoff was the race at Kentucky Downs. And then I was kind of starting to scratch my head. I guess that's probably when I was a little puzzled. Like, you know, does he just really not like Kentucky Downs? Or is he just really losing a step here? And then for him to run the way he did at Remington kind of told me he really does not like Kentucky Downs. So, you know, I think we're going to find out more today. This would be obviously the deepest, toughest race he's been in this year. And, you know, for him to stack up and be one of the choices, I think shows that, you know, we're going to find out today if he's as good as he was in the last year or two. And, you know, I do feel like he is because, you know, he is a gelding, but he carries his weight extremely well. I actually just give him a once over a good exam this morning. And, I mean, he carries his weight extremely well. He always has, so it doesn't worry me at all. He looks as good as he's ever looked. So, you know, I think, like I said, with a good trip, I think he'll be effective today.
All right. Well, we'll let you get back to it. Brad, thanks for some time, as always, this morning. Best of luck with Mr. Misunderstood later on in the River City. Hope to see Mom and My Girl on the entries next year. And the two big fillies in the barn right now, Covfefe and British Idiom. I hope they come back to you well in the spring, my friend.
Thanks, Anthony. Good luck today.